In this trip, I studied in Japan, and I found out many things, and many things happened. Many things has happened since I visited Japan 4 years ago. Can you hear me? Japan changed a lot. Not only various food and materials now is very high. Transportation changed, and the road is pretty good now, and people on there are very busy, and their life is more now Western style and busy. If you go from here to America, you will be amazed how busy life they have in Japan. Because of the easy transportation, the area they work expanded. For instance, before, on the 4 years ago, the station I went was Yaizu Station, but nowadays, mostly I go to Shizuoka Station, which is 3 times as far, or 4 times as far as from to go to Yaizu. So accordingly, they have to buy something, driving car, 4 times more. It looks like Japan has no more old culture, but actually it is not so. But it looks like they lost old Japanese culture. But if you go to Kyoto, you will see many Japanese young generation who are studying old temples and old traditional culture of Japan. So I think if you say Japan has completely changed, that is not true. But it looks like Japan, life of Japan changed a lot. Meantime, as you may know, Yukio Mishima committed suicide. Did you know that? he is a novelist, and he was one of the most famous writer. But he committed suicide in Jietai camp. He tried to appeal his feeling to the not soldiers, but to the people who are working at Jietai. Do you know Jietai? I don't know. Self defense, not army, but not. He expected Jietai will become, sooner or later, will become a kind of army. But Jietai didn't change. So, and he believed in former emperor system. But Japan has no sign of changing towards emperor's system, old emperor's system. So he was rather disappointed. But on the other hand, he was a kind of romanticist. Why he committed suicide, it's nowadays people talk about many things and write many things, but what they write or talk about, it's not much things, not much to do with his own life. They are talking about something in what he feels, what they feel, or what they think. That is why, but he didn't like that. What he write was what he actually wanted to do. People's, you know, interesting is people liked his work very much. But actually, you know, not much people take his art, take his work so seriously. So maybe he wanted to know how people accept his writing. He thought, you know, if he had that kind of enthusiasm, people may change, you know, by writing something, but people didn't change at all. That is why he finally committed suicide. Maybe I may be wrong, but I feel in that way. When I compare nowadays life of Japan to the one you have in America, America has no tradition. and no no special culture. But they accept many cultures. As Japanese people, you know, accept various cultures from Western countries. But as the land is so narrow, and accordingly, as they have to work so hard, they have no time to, you know, to have time to feel things, you know. While in America, you know, people has more time to think or to feel. Japanese people, you know, are always busy and always doing things in very fast pace. But in America, no one works so hard as they do. Our life is not so busy here. So you have time to feel something from your bottom of heart. I think this point is very important. You have time to sit and to bring your life right into your home. I think that is the meaning of sitting. So when you, it is necessary, I thought it is necessary for Japanese to spare their time in sitting, forgetting everything, putting busy life aside. If they know how to sit, their life will change. I think sitting is the bottom of our life. And everyday activity or intellectual study will be the other two sides of the triangle. Japan, the most people has no bottom. They have just, you know, two sides of the triangle. So the two sides is not so stable, you know, because they have no bottom. American people, whether you know what is zazen, you have something like, you know, your life is your life is more or less has bottom, which is something like sitting meditation. In Japan, even though we talk about Zen is, you know, still two sides of triangle. They think that it's something which they should study, you know, intellectually. Or something they can find out in old, you know, classics. Or something which could be found in Eheji or various monasteries. They don't know actually what is Zazen. But here you have no big traditional monasteries, but the life you have, you know, it's more or less a life with bottom up, sitting meditation. When I was, writing something, I thought it is easy to write something in night time rather than daytime. I could write many, many pages, or 10 or 15 or sometimes 20 pages at night time. But when I started to correct or to read what I wrote again, the part I wrote night time, became less and less. The part I wrote in daytime, it's very constant. There was not much need to correct or to cross, to erase out. So I felt it may be, you know, good for an artist, you know, to work in night time when your imagination, you know, it's very strong. But for a real thinker, or for religious people, it may not be so good. Night time will not be so good time to work. Night time, I thought, we should rest. Daytime, you know, with people, and we should work more practically. The advantage of the life of leisure, a life of life with openness of our mind is very variable. And that is what I felt, you know, in Japan, especially when I read Yukio Mishima's committing suicide. They didn't talk about his suicide so much, but people did not have so bad feeling about what he did. Of course, you know, it is not our tendency to criticize people who passed away. Although they do not, agree with him, they had a kind of sympathy. But that is, just superficial influence of him over Japanese people. Zazen practice is not, a kind of formal practice which could be compared with some other activity. The main point of Zazen is to open our life for everything and to see things as they are and to feel things as they are, as they come, without any prejudice, without any special feeling. Which could be the foundation of our life. That is Zazen practice. So practice by itself does not mean anything. But when something comes, or when you face to something, it will have the tremendous and important meaning. By itself, it is just plain water. But if something comes, the plain water will reflect. Plain calm water will reflect things as they are. If you have no Zazen practice, the things you see, it's just a picture of something, not actual reality. But only when you have Zazen mind, the things you have will become real. We say the painted cake cannot be eaten. You cannot eat painted cake, even though it is beautiful. If you have no Zazen, what you see, what you eat is painted cake. You cannot eat homemade bread. You will eat just, white and bread. That is, why we sit. I felt very sorry for Japanese sincere students who are studying old culture, without realizing this point. Whatever they study, it is, without Zazen, it is, just picture. I think my trip this time was very variable, gave me very variable experience. I was very busy in Japan, and main purpose of my trip is Dick Baker's transmission ceremony, which took about more than 1 month. He had been working for that not ceremony, but for transmission, accepting transmission from me. You may ask, what does it mean? but you shouldn't ask. Because, you know, you will have just a picture of transmission, you know. When time comes for you to receive transmission, or when you realize something, you know, and that is actual transmission. So we say we have nothing to transmit. What you have is, to realize what you have is actual transmission. On December 8th, we finished his transmission ceremony. Thank you very much.